Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current Hempel student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 27th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate provided some insight into the continuous work being done to improve the lives of the blind. By 1951, the Association of the Blind and the Deaf, led by Sir Alan Collymore, had been working diligently to assist the blind and provide them with skills necessary to thrive in society. However, this was not an easy task without sufficient resources. One of the association's early successes was introducing the blind in Barbados to the white stick. Still popularly used today, this stick or cane allows the visually impaired to scan their surroundings for obstacles and also allows others to recognize them as such. The advocate was now announcing that the association and the Methodist Property Committee had gone a step further with the opening of a school for the blind. This school was located in the Heard Memorial Hall in James Street, St. Michael. The school was outfitted with a speaker which played music from Ready Fusion as students worked. It started with 7 pupils, 5 men and 2 women, who were being taught by Mr. Scott. He was the first blind teacher in Barbados after training at the School for the Blind in Trinidad. In the few weeks since the school's launch, the students learned practical skills like rush caning of chairs. More importantly, their self-confidence grew, and they felt less dependent on relatives, as seen by their newfound willingness to traverse the school on their own. They admitted that before they had felt excluded from society, but now believed they could contribute to the welfare of the community. However, there was still much to be done. The school was in need of braille books and a braille typewriter. A decision also had to be made on how best to cater to blind children, who could not be taught in the same school as the adults. It was hoped that another institution could be built for this purpose, and with this in mind, the Secretary of State made an appeal for funding. The article closed by calling on the local community to play their role in the effort. This appeal was certainly successful, as continued efforts have been made to improve the lives of those with disabilities in the island in modern times. For instance, the Barbados Association for the Blind and the Deaf focuses on sensitivity awareness, provides rehabilitation services, and provides screen reading software. The early steps to promote the independence of the blind were highlighted in the Barbados Advocate on this day, the 27th of May, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.